Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tobacco, football, and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden. He knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Bigley.
That's right. It's Jay Bigley time. Before we get to Jay Bigley, because I think he'll appreciate this. I think you guys will too. So last night I'm in the garage and I hear a knock at my door.
Uh-oh.
I have no expectations of anybody coming over. And shout out to my buddy Brian and his daughters, the Oxleys.
Mm-hmm.
I got booed last night. I don't know if this is a new thing. They dropped off a bag of candy and booze.
Oh, that's nice. I've never heard that.
They said, you got booed by the Oxley girls. I said, thanks, ladies.
Aww,
so
that's cool.
A little shooter, some bags of candy in there. Maybe it's sympathetic because I don't have any, money with it. Like, Dustin won't get any experience. Knock, here it is. And then I went out and grabbed the bag, and then he's walking around. He's got a van that says the dad wagon.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he drives by and goes, happy Halloween. And I'm like, oh, hey, thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got booed last night.
That's
so, shout
cool.
out to the Oxley girls. So.
I never heard that before. I was walking the other day on the Indian Creek Trail, and somebody hung up little ghosts in the trees all over the place. It's kind of cool.
It's fun. It kind of warmed up my heart a little bit. I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Do this. It's pissing rain. It's cold. It's windy.
Right.
Dropped it. Knocked. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Who's here? Scared the piss out of me.
See how a little thing like that just makes somebody's day? It's true. It really does. Just
wonder
a little
sign
thing
off
like
the way
that.
We do.
Yep.
So shout out to the Oxy girls. Get to school and be nice to your father. And
UPS
your
gag came to my house yesterday. I was very excited. He knocked on the door and dropped the package off.
Yeah. Watch the South Park episode about the UPS guy. Binkley, what does Mike Pinnell, being back in Kansas City, do for you, sir?
You know what? I know that people are excited about that. I don't think I've ever seen the excitement from Chiefs fans from a guy coming to the team that was cut from the worst defense in the NFL. There was a lot of excitement from that. Listen, I like Mike Pinnell. I like his attitude. I like his aggression. I loved him in the Super Bowl a few years ago because he had that toughness about him I really like. And I like the guy, but, it is what it is. It is a savior for this team. They don't need a savior. It's already a top five defense. And, again, look at where you were cut from, released from. I mean, it does make a bit of a difference.
Well, yes and no. I mean, sometimes guys are just good fits here, and Dusty made the great example of Adam Frazier earlier. I mean, it seems like Mike Pinnell is more than just an on-field type of guy, but also somebody that Chris Jones clearly feels comfortable playing next and maybe
sure.
needs at this point in time, Jay.
No, I'm with you on that. He definitely fits this team, and I thought he was going to make this team coming out of training camp, to be honest with you. Like, I was really surprised he wasn't just a part of this team. I mean, I think that's probably what I would have done. I would have kept him around here. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to get overly excited that this is the end-all, be-all. Do I still think, would I still like him to go out and get a Calais Campbell, somebody like that? Absolutely, yes. Should this be the end-all, be-all? Should they still be involved in the trade market?
Right.
Yes, they should, and I think they will.
Yeah, you bring up the trade market, and I was listening to Carrington yesterday when I was doing that event at Verizon. He brought up a good point. Pacheco's knee gets, you know, kind of popped yesterday, no pun intended, but it gets hit in that game on Monday night against the Commanders. I have a feeling it's either going to be Clyde or Elijah Mitchell that gets called up, but you kind of think maybe go dip in the running back trade deadline before November 4th?
You know, I probably would. I think you're right, Dusty. I think Elijah Mitchell might be the guy before Clyde because, I mean, he does have the speed. It does fit in with the Chiefs. It's like a 4.32 speed, so he's got that part about him. And let's not forget, he was actually given more money to come to the Chiefs last year than Kareem Hunt was. He had more guaranteed money and bigger contract than Kareem Hunt. They really liked him. It just hadn't panned out. But the Chiefs do that with running backs sometimes. They do shelve them, just like, you know, Jed McKinnon would come in and block and be that kind of guy. Then around week 7 or 8 or something, they start unleashing him and throwing to him out of the backfield and be different. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind them still doing that. It does change things a bit with how productive they've been. But, you know, Kareem Hunt was banged up a couple weeks ago. Luckily, he came back for the Chiefs because he's been ultimately important on 3rd and 1. In 4th and 1, but in Alvin Kamara, he doesn't seem like he wants to be traded or anything. Breece Hall makes a ton of sense, but again, what do you want to do? Do you have to pay him a new contract? Because I don't think the Chiefs would up Breece Hall going forward. They'd use him for a couple months, and I don't think he's at the stage of his career. He'd be a rental player. He wants that extra contract, and I think the Chiefs can do that through the draft, but I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs brought in depth at the running back position, along with defensive line. I know everybody's looking at defensive line and defensive end, which is clearly a depth move, and obviously Mike Pinnell adds that for the Chiefs. So hopefully that works out for them, but I don't think they stop there. I do see them adding a running back, because here's the thing. You're only one play away. You're only one play away from, oh, no, we need running back depth. I mean, let's not forget, I mean, it took this, you know, running game, it took Patrick Mahomes running around like crazy the first couple weeks of the season because the running game wasn't up to par. And then all of a sudden you start having guys that are getting back up to par getting hurt, adding influx to that, because, again, it's pushing all in to win the title this year.
Yeah, and that's why I would be stunned if they went out and got a running back right now. You know, you're seeing the emergence of Breshard Smith. You mentioned the two running backs that they still have on the practice squad. I think the Chiefs right now would be very hard-pressed to spend draft capital to go out and get a rental at the running back position, right? And they don't have it. No, and then, you know, you mentioned Breece Hall. He's going to want another contract. You know, you get to that point where you can find that guy, you know, in the draft, and I would use that draft capital, you know, for the defensive line situation and getting some help along the defensive line. All right, let's switch a little bit to college football. What do we take?
I
know you do. What do we take away from the Sunflower Showdown? Did Klieman keep his job, and is now Lance Lightbulb on the hot seat?
You know what? I think so. I think it kind of switched places, but I think Kansas is in a rough situation here. There's 12 job openings. Not only the 7 in the Power 4 conferences, but there's 2 college programs that started off the season with interim coaches like Stanford that they'll be looking for other coaches. So there's a long list of coaches right now, and Kansas kind of behind the 8-ball as far as that's concerned. It was a fun rivalry. Listen, it's a great rivalry. It's been around for 123 years. But Kansas State has won 17 in a row, and I was thinking about it. I was like, man, they're freshmen at KU. There's freshmen at KU that have never seen KU beat Kansas State. Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, 18 years old. And even the seniors that are 3 and 4, they never remember, you know, at 3 and 4 years old, KU beating K-State. Can you imagine that, Bob? A whole lifetime, a whole generation has never seen something as simple as KU beating K-State at football. That's insane.
Right. So do you think Lance is on the hot seat now in Lawrence?
You know what? I think a little bit, but then again, I've always liked Lance Leipold, and I do think he can turn around. I'd give him a little bit longer to do it because, again, who are you going to go out and get? And the
Brian
one thing
Kelly.
With Leipold was, what's that?
No, I'm kidding. I said Brian Kelly, but I'm not being serious about that.
Yeah, Brian would come. But think about Lance Leipold. He, you know, he did extremely well at Buffalo, won 6 national titles at E3. So, yeah, I understand why he's there. But it also was a guy that wasn't going to leave. Like, there's a lot of guys that go out and grab somebody from the MAC or the Sun Belt, and they come in there for a year or two, and they don't build anything long-term, they bolt to the next big opening that happens in college football, which is happening all the time. So Yeah, I think Lance can be the guy. He's got to change his coaching staff around, that's for sure. I'd give him a chance to change the coaching staff around a little bit and see what he can do with his recruiting class next year before you make a move. But is the seat hot? It certainly should be.
Beagley, I want to bring this up real quick. Coaching parlay. How about this one? Drinkwitz goes to Florida, Kiffin goes to LSU, and James Franklin goes to Mizzou.
It's certainly not a bad thought, although I do think either one of those two guys will end up getting a lucrative contract and staying put. A lot of these coaches, like Kurt Cignetti, they got paid at Indiana. Mm-hmm. You know, he stayed there. They ponied up and they paid him to stay there. Could I see Missouri paying up to keep Eli, or could I see Lane Kiffin? Because Lane Kiffin's been putting out some weird messages, like he's really happy where he's at. It's not always been about money with Lane Kiffin.
Sure.
But all this money that these coaches are making, I think that one or two, or maybe both of those guys stay where they're at, but they're doing the Bob Stoops method of getting paid. There's a job opening, and they're putting it out there, then all of a sudden they're getting that major contract. But Franklin, yeah, I mean, I could see him getting back into the mix in Missouri, but he's got 49 million reasons to not coach.
Yeah, a lot. All of them have a millions of reasons to not coach. $169 million in total buyouts this year, right?
$169 million. Brian Kelly, over $50 million. Looks like one donor at LSU is the rumors that's going to be paying most of that. Can you imagine one guy paying all that? These donors at these schools, so they get calls to get money, like to help with the stadium like Kansas is doing. Then they get another call to help with the name, image, and likeness money. Then you get another call to fire a coach, and you get another call to hire the next one. I mean, these schools continue to go to these donors, and you wonder why these donors want to say in the program when it comes down to it. It's because they keep giving millions of dollars to them.
No doubt. If you had $1 million, how many zero bars would you buy?
Many.
Is that
classic candy?
Is that your favorite?
No, I think honestly, as far as classic candy bars, just some candy bar I like is it would be Snickers. Ugh. Butterfinger would be two, but I had to freeze them both.
Okay.
Any kind of candy bar should be in the freezer when you pull out and enjoy. So Snickers or Butterfinger. I'm a huge fan of Reese's, but I don't consider it a candy bar.
Okay. All right. We'll get to it.
What do you consider it?
Candy.
Just candy.
Okay.
Nice.
Just chocolate. Like, I do love it, though. Reese's is awesome, but as far as a classic candy bar, Snickers, and I think Milky Way is underrated.
If Paige Spiranek was described as a candy bar, how would you describe it?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Awesome, Dustman.
Beakley, we'll talk to you next Wednesday, buddy.
Hey, thanks for chili, Dustin.
Absolutely. That's Jay Binkley, baby. Coming up on the other side, we will dive more into what?
Did he give you your Tupperware back?
He did. It's just not the right one, but that's okay. Whatever
happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.